Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Talk of the Town features the fall production of Twin City Ballet Company. Saturday night, the show is highlighted by a performance of Act 3 from Sleeping Beauty. Gretchen Jones is Associate Director with Twin City Ballet and stops by to share more. Gretchen, good to see you.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Glad that you are here. Always look forward to the fall production. The night kicks off with some high-energy dance. What's in store for the audience?
Well, we have a very diverse show planned for our audience. The show will open with a stage full of dancers in tutus and pointe shoes with tambourines, doing a short selection from Tarantella. Mm-hmm. Following that, we're going to be doing a high-energy musical theater piece from the show 9. So we're dancing to Be Italian. And then following that, we have a contemporary piece that's very cutting edge. And I don't want to give away too much, but there are some special effects that make it quite stunning. To the music of Philip Glass, choreographed by Leah Alsop.
Mm-hmm. The second half of the program, Act 3 of Sleeping Beauty. Tell us, for those that may not be familiar with exactly, where does this pick up in the story with Act 3?
Act 3 is the act of the wedding. So it's wedding scene, Aurora and her prince, Prince Charming. It's highlighted by a lot of core dancing. There are fairies that dance. We have 4 or 5 fairy solo variations. Also, Sleeping Beauty at her wedding has special guests such as the Bluebird, Little Red Riding Hood, Puss in Boots. You'll recognize some of the music in the third act. There's a big, beautiful waltz full of dancers dancing with flower garlands. It's quite beautiful to watch.
It's more of the classic ballet, the second portion of the program?
It is, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Sleeping Beauty is a timeless ballet. It was set hundreds of years ago to the music of Tchaikovsky. Our choreographer that set this choreography for Sleeping Beauty is Victoria Vidham de Bethencourt from Houston. It is based off of the original choreography.
The performance of Act 3 of Sleeping Beauty also features special guests from the New York City Ballet, I understand.
That's right. We are so excited. We are bringing in 2 guest artists. We're bringing in Lika Lonnie Brown, who will play the part of Aurora, or Sleeping Beauty. And we're bringing in Daniel Applebaum to play her prince.
I hear that there's also a special event going on. Princesses will be gathering prior to the ballet performance. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is something that we're doing to reach out to the children of our community. It's very exciting. Beginning at 6:30, you can bring your young princess or prince to the Civic Center for a pre-party. Included in this party will be chances to meet some of the cast members of Sleeping Beauty, to take photos with the Lilac Fairy from Sleeping Beauty. You will receive a coloring book. There are pedophores and light refreshments. The children are encouraged to wear their favorite princess costume or ballerina costume, and we're certainly hoping to have some Prince Charmings among them. There will also be a special segment. We have a guest coming in to sing several selections, and there will be a time for the children to be invited on the stage, to be on stage with the singer while she sings with them.
With the pre-party that's taking place, is that a separate fee for that, or is that included with someone's ticket to the ballet performance at night?
It is included in the price of the ticket.
Gretchen, when we talk about local dance companies such as Twin City Ballet, the opportunity to work alongside dancers from some of the top companies in the country, tell us about that experience for the local dancers and some of the conversation they get to have with some of these that have, you know, moved along in their careers.
Well, it's an opportunity that really has no comparison for our dancers. This is what they work hard for all the time. This is what they strive for. Their endless hours of rehearsal and classes that they take is to achieve a certain goal. So get to dance alongside someone who has achieved this professional status. Both of our guests are principals with the New York City Ballet. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing. We are really try hard to give our dancers every opportunity for exposure to other things. We are a member of the Regional Dance America organization, so they have a lot of opportunity to meet other dancers in the field and to see other levels of dancing. But to be able to perform on the stage with principals from New York City Ballet just cannot be topped.
And all the preparation that's been going on since this summer, what are you looking forward to as we have the performance coming up Saturday?
I just know that when the curtain comes up, these dancers' faces are going to be alive. They are so excited to get to do this. I can really tell that getting to perform Sleeping Beauty means the world to them. On our Facebook page, actually, there are several caveats and things that you can see to get you interested in the evening. And one of the things that we've done is we have some of our dancers with short videos of themselves talking about why you should not miss this performance. And just to hear the excitement that they have over getting to do Sleeping Beauty and these other works, you can tell that it really means a lot to them, and they're hoping to have a packed house to dance for.
And lest we forget, a raffle that's going to be taking place. Tell us more about this.
This is such a great opportunity. It's a $5 raffle ticket, and the lucky winner of the raffle receives a voucher for airfare. It's a trip for two to New York City in the month of December. They get two tickets to see the Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular featuring the Rockettes, and two tickets to New York City Ballet's production of The Nutcracker, along with hotel accommodations for the time they're there.
Sounds like a lot of fun coming up Saturday with Talk of the Town. How can you find out more about attending?
You can call Twin City Ballet Company. The phone number is 318-388-3011. Or you can call either location of the Linda Lavender School of Dance. The tickets are at the Monroe Civic Center box office. You can get them there, or you can get them at the door Saturday night, Jack Howard Theater, 7:30.
Gretchen Jones is Associate Director with Twin City Ballet. Gretchen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You can hear this and other Landia podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.